Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 638, you're going to be guided in a meditation around the theme of meditating for positive gene expression. And this is a little bit unusual for the kinds of meditations I normally leave. I normally help you to experience peace and calm and more energy and focus and happiness. Well, I wanted you to explore this meditation theme with me so that you would know all the good things you're doing for yourself as you begin or as you continue with your meditation ritual. Some of you have been meditating for quite a while. Others are brand new. And some people, I know some of you are just listening to this and not necessarily sitting down to meditate. And that is all fine. We all start somewhere. I know that for myself, I started with tea. Tea slowed me down, just sipping a cup of tea. And then I started to want a little more, so I explored yoga and then meditation. And I studied a lot of other arts when I lived in Japan, where meditation is very much alive and well in the mainstream culture. But I really didn't sit down and start meditating formally in a ritual until I returned back to the United States, where I currently live, and needed it so much because I was immersed in a very stressful lifestyle, and I needed something to help me relax, to reduce anxiety, to relieve stress, and just to feel more joy and happiness. And so that led me on my meditation journey. But my journey did start when I was in Japan sipping tea, studying actually the Japanese tea ceremony. So for yourself, however your journey is starting, honor this. Don't feel like, oh, you know, I'm not doing this right. I need to sit down and, you know, really do this meditation. I really don't encourage you to sit down and meditate if you're just not ready to do it, if you're feeling like it's something you have to do. I encourage you to just start to pause throughout your day and try to tap into some stillness. Whether you're writing in a journal, just relaxing by yourself, walking in nature, or sipping tea, whatever it is you do, this helps to slow you down. Some people will say, oh, well, this is my meditation. Well, that's not really meditating. That can be relaxing, and that's great. You should do it. But meditation is when your mind and body are still, and when your heart is open and receptive to the best part of who you are. And that's when you're seated meditating. So wherever you are on this journey, if you're already there, seated, exploring your own stillness, that's fantastic. But if you're beginning your journey just by listening to these meditations, honor that. And this is a meditation for a Saturday. Every Saturday, the meditation technique I share is a walking meditation. I like to reward you and get you out in nature for all the hard work you've been doing with the different techniques throughout the week. Now, we always start a brand new meditation series on a Sunday. We carry it all through the week. And then on Saturday, today, you do a walking meditation. Now, you don't have to do a walking meditation. I know you can't always get outside to walk. You can sit down and do this. But if you are seated inside, I encourage you to open a window and let whatever's happening outside, let it in to your meditation space. So it might be freezing, and that's fine. Just bundle up. It might be really hot, and that's fine too. Just feel the heat, perspire. It's all good for you. So I'm going to guide you through this walking meditation. And then as we close out our theme, I'll touch on some of the more important points we explored in this week's Positive Gene Expression meditation series, where you explored the phenomenal health benefits meditation gives you. So we start our meditation the exact same way every time we meditate together, whether you're seated or walking, and that's with you being still, allowing yourself to transition from whatever you were doing before you started your meditation to a place of stillness within you. So if you're seated, sit up straight. If you're getting ready to walk, stand up straight. Stand firmly on your own two feet. This is the most difficult pose in yoga, standing on your own two feet. Notice how you balance your weight on your feet. Feel your toes press into the ground below you. If you're seated, just imagine yourself walking. Notice how your head rests on your shoulders. Take care with your posture. Make sure it's nice and straight. Not in an exaggerated way, in a very natural, gentle way, straighten your spine. We'll relax the different areas of your body, and then you'll move into a walking meditation. Close your eyes for now. Close them gently and keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders. Feel the tension drain away from you, down your spine. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands as they hang by your sides. Relax your stomach. Let it soften and hang out loosely, not sucking it in. Keep it nice and soft. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Feel your feet. Relax your toes and your feet. Beautiful. Release any remaining tension and notice where you're holding it. Just notice. Don't go too deeply into it right now. Just notice and release it. Now you can open your eyes if you're walking and begin to take your first steps. This is a meditation not for your physical fitness, but rather for your emotional, mental, and spiritual fitness. So walk gently, easily upon the earth, and notice your gait. Notice how you step with each step. Notice how your weight balances on your feet. Notice your breath, not forcing it in any way, just breathing naturally, knowing that you will become calmer naturally without forcing it. I receive lots of messages, and by the way, I thank you so much for your messages, and I am a little bit behind on answering them these days, but I will get back to you, and I appreciate every message you send. I read every one and take them to heart, and I've received several messages ongoing. I receive the kinds of messages where you tell me that you're not able to really fully relax. And when you're noticing your breath, you find it really difficult to calm your breath. And you wonder what you can do. And I find that when you have this situation, it can be because you're trying to force it. You're trying to force your breath in a particular way, or you're trying to force a technique in a way that you should feel calm and controlled. Well, meditations are not always so gentle and calm. Sometimes you have to really work at it. And that is just part of the process, even for longtime meditators. Honestly, today, I'm really having trouble in my meditation. I'm exhausted and I'm feeling very achy. I still have a lot of pain. I think I mentioned I was in a car accident actually a month ago. I'm still having so much pain and I just feel very achy and exhausted. So I'm showing up, realizing that I may not go so easily and gently into this meditation, but I'm still doing it. And I'm still experiencing and honoring myself for how I'm truly authentically feeling. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because when you try to force it or feel, oh, you know, I should be calm. I've been meditating now for a while and I just can't get calm today. Well, know that there are going to be days like that. And it's all part of your life experience. Experience deeply and fully the full range of human emotions that we all experience. Just because you meditate doesn't mean that you won't get angry, you won't get upset, you won't be triggered by stress. In fact, you'll live your life just as you did, but you will become more aware of what triggers your stress and how you might be able to tame it a little bit. Or you lose your temper, but you're often able to get back to yourself again, where you can manage your emotions in a much better way. It doesn't mean you won't have those emotions of stress and anger and regret. It just means that you become more aware of your life experiences and how to manage yourself. You're creating new neural pathways in your brain when you meditate. And as we've discovered in this week's meditation series, the process of changing your gene expression in a positive way begins immediately when you make the decision to change your lifestyle. And meditation is one of the most effective ways to improve your gene expression because it reduces stress, which helps to reduce inflammation. And this, as you know, inflammation contributes greatly to many of the top diseases of our time. Cancers, heart disease, the number one killer of both men and women, all kinds of mental illnesses, and even social isolation, loneliness, depression. So meditation, this is a wonderful thing you're doing for yourself. As you walk, take a look around you. Notice the colors. Notice the textures. Notice what you pass. Is it people on a busy street? Are you passing buildings or trees or a beautiful field or a lake or a forest or the ocean? Maybe you're walking in your neighborhood of homes. Take it all in. Notice the sounds that are pleasing to you as you walk. Notice the very subtle sounds, the undercurrent of noise around you. Sounds that are not so pleasing to you. Just notice them and realize they're part of the surroundings. They're part of your environment. Just take them for what they are, but focus on the sounds that are pleasing to you. As you're meditating in this walking meditation, you could consider yourself as doing genetic engineering on yourself. It's actually the simple choices we make that have a powerful impact, much more powerful than some big, impressive, showy type of choice. It's the daily choices you make that help you to feel connected to yourself and to everything around you. Notice the breeze, or the cold or the heat. Feel the air. You can find all the techniques for this week's series over at sipandom.com. If you go to the podcast and you find the Meditations for Gene Expression Meditation Series, you'll find all the links and techniques. Continue meditating just until the point where you could go a little further, always leaving your meditation on a high note. And as always, as you walk and take in your environment as you, cultivate this inner stillness and peace within you. Remember, you are so worth slowing down for.